Good evening. My name is Stan Oftley, and I'm here to welcome you first, to thank you for being here on a night the Dodgers are playing the Red Sox. That shows a real commitment to public issues. And to be here tonight shows you have that type of commitment for your community. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to talk a little bit about the current status of the TCA's South County traffic relief efforts. We're going to have specific emphasis on the schedules that are coming forward and the timing of where we are in this process. We're going to have a better understanding of what this project is and how it works. We are going to also provide some context, trying to understand how this project fits in both countywide, regionally, and locally. You know, our main goal is to listen to you. Well, we want to have a number of ways to listen, and we'll show them on the screen in a few minutes to let you know what we're trying to do and to give you an opportunity every step of the way to give us comments. Every step of the way means that we're going to ask you to be able to use your phones to give us, anytime you have a question, send us a text. Okay? Anytime. If you have a smartphone, send us a text tonight, and we'll put the number up on the screen in a moment, and you can tell us what you think. Now, we're not going to invite a whole bunch of questions. You know, we're not going to ask you to say, Stanley, just how evil are you? That's a question we probably wouldn't accept. Yeah, if you said, well, did the TCA's talk about two lanes or six lanes they want to add to the five? Well, that's a question, and that's a clarification. And we'll do clarifications. We won't do how long have you been beating your wife questions. We want to avoid those pretty well. There's some other opportunities if you want to speak, or if you want to don't want to fill out a card, you have to leave. Sixth inning, I figure we want to be out of here. If it goes longer, you can do your commentary outside. There are special rooms for that opportunity. There are cameras in the room. Please don't stand in front of them. This is live streamed, and they don't want to look at the back of your head. So they'll try to shoo you away if you're standing in a bad place. We're going to try to be cordial and civil. The people that are involved with this issue sometimes are emotional, sometimes have great concerns. We understand that. But tonight we're going to try to be cordial, let's try to be for information, let's try to be even-handed and fair. Also, we have two other issues. First, this isn't a political rally. If you have a political issue in San Clemente or somewhere else, well, that's great. We support people doing their civic duty, participating in the political process. But tonight, we're focused on transportation issues. And please, keep that in mind when you speak or when you listen through on this. We're not campaigning. Even though it's 2 weeks before the election, we're going to pay attention to that. And you should, too. That's not what we're here for. Now, the people that are sitting along this panel are all going to be speaking to you before the evening's over. One of the things we'd like to have, one of the things you could do, and other than give us good advice, is to give us good advice on what a local solution would look like. You know, we can always say that, we don't want anybody to tell us what to do. We don't want the federal government or state government to impose something on us. We want to have a bottoms-up local process. If you have ideas on how to do that, if you have ideas on what a local process would look like or what a local project would look like that would still benefit regional transportation, hey, let us know. Once again, we're going to try to keep you out here in a reasonable length of time. We're going to try to hold people to working together and only talking as long as they have an opportunity to. But the local solution is an important part of what our panel's looking for and an important part of what we're going to be presenting as we move forward. We all think we need transportation improvements. We all think they should be done efficiently, under budget, and effectively. And we would rather do it ourselves than do it under pressure from Sacramento or Santa Ana. But if that's where we have to go, that's where this will eventually go. But first, let's see if we can work it out cooperatively amongst ourselves. And that's that strong cooperation at work is what we want to do. Can Can you give me the rules of the road here that we can let people know what the the toll. There we go. If you want to use your phone to ask any question at any time involving this particular issue, that's all you have to put in. Put that in your smartphone, and then type in what your message is. We'll try to get every one of them answered. Maybe not tonight. We'll try to get everyone answered in a prudent way. And we have the overflow room. Is the next slide? There we go. There's a live feed. We'll have public comments long after this meeting is over. Like I say, I'd like to get out in the sixth inning. If we can't make that, you can say the game's over after 10 to give your comments. And I think we're all ready to go. I could. Well, I am interested in it. I can't tell you that's not true, but we'll see. We'll see. Maybe some people are. So we're going to start out. We've got our data up there, and we're going to start out by hearing from Mike Chesney, who's the Chief Strategy Officer for the Transportation Corridor Agencies. Mike is down at the far end. He's a professional engineer. He's worked for 25 years on transportation matters, many of them in Orange County. He's a civil engineer, and he's licensed to work in this county. We're looking forward to hearing what the status of the current discussions are. Mike, please.
Great, thanks. Oh, let's introduce my partner here, Dave Spears, as well. Sorry about that. So there's his statistics up there. He's our project manager for this South County traffic relief effort that we're embarking on. Okay, here we go. Good evening. I'm happy to be here tonight representing TCA. As you saw, my name is Mike Chesney. I'm the Chief Strategy Officer with TCA. I want to apologize. I'm getting over a cold, and if I cough, I apologize ahead of time, but I'm going to try to suppress it. Some may be surprised that TCA accepted this invitation, but as we've demonstrated through public forums the last 3 years, we're open to feedback, ideas, criticism, and scrutiny. So we are here to listen, show you what we have, as well as gather your comments up as well. TCA began public interaction a little less than 3 years ago, and we actually had a public forum down the street here at St. Andrew's Church. Through this outreach process, we've worked with the greater South Orange County community to identify options for relieving congestion on our roads. I'd ask that if we can agree on nothing else tonight, I'm sure we can agree that we could all just use a little relief on traffic congestion, and that's our goal. Over the past 20 years, TCA has completed 17 transportation improvement projects we planned, financed, and constructed at a cost of $115 million that otherwise would not have been funded or completed. Our county's population has grown from 2 million people in 1981 to over 3 million today. And with that in mind, we continue to look to the future and are committed to working with the county, cities, stakeholders, and most importantly, the residents to solve ever-growing traffic problems and find a balanced solution. We did, in 2016, sign a settlement agreement with the Save San Onofre Coalition. This settled 5 lawsuits with 15 state and environmental organizations. This actually allowed us to then move forward with a new study to find some kind of transportation solution here in the South County region. It also established an avoidance area that effectively preserves the San Mateo watershed and campground areas. Now, with the responsibility of managing 51 miles of state highway, it's one-fifth of Orange County's highway system, TCA has provided an effective alternative that relieves significant burden for the region by self-funding our projects and not relying on taxpayer dollars. So in 2016, TCA invited all of its partners in the region, in the South County region, to develop a working group to solicit policy input from the local elected officials, and that did include the City of San Clemente representative. The problem statement was collectively developed by this working group, and it's very consistent with the city's traffic study by IBI, which reads, I-5 currently experiences traffic congestion during weekday AM and PM peak commute times, as well as on the weekends. These conditions are a result of the facility's role as a primary north-south connection from South Orange County to job centers in Orange County and a regional connection that it provides between Orange and San Diego counties. The public forums that I mentioned, we had three of them. We started in 2016 and had the last one in June of 2017 to solicit input from the general public. And I know this is hard to read, but we did gather up 21 ideas from the public, and these suggested ideas covered a wide range of modes, from bikes, trains, arterials, freeways, and technology such as mobility hubs and autonomous vehicles. We had to find a way to screen these ideas down, so what we did is we developed a screening document with the help of our consultants and developed four categories that we could take these 21 ideas and start to sift through them. Category one is for ideas that are already being advanced or implemented by agencies other than TCA. Category two was for ideas that are quite simply ineffective or premature. Category three was for ideas that are not feasible due to regulatory permitting issues or financial constraints. And then finally, category four was established for the remaining ideas and that we could subject to some mobility analysis. A lot of the ideas fell into the first three categories that simply we wouldn't do as an agency, we wouldn't move forward with. But what we did find is we did an initial screening, and the end result was to carry seven of the most promising mobility ideas forward, and those are the ones shaded in the yellow box. The ones in green are either led by other agencies or are ones that we could potentially assist with local jurisdictions. So with that, I want to hand it over to Dave Spears, who will go through our PSR process.
Thanks, Mike. It's good to be here and to see you all. So what is a PSR PDS? My wife would have no idea what that acronym means, and I'm going to explain it to you. It's a Project Study Report, Project Development Support. And in short, it's what Caltrans would call a project initiation docket. It's what happens before you get into formal environmental process. So part of the PSR PDS, which is, there's copies in the lobby there, I see. I have a large document on the table over here. It's another hard copy. So that's what we've been undertaking in the last year, year and a half. It includes a preliminary purpose and need, which is a statement of what is the transportation problem that we're trying to solve. It identifies a range of alternatives. It has a preliminary schedule. And its basic function is it allows Caltrans to forecast the resources they'd need to move this project into the next phase. The next phase, environmental document phase, is a very detailed phase. And so that's kind of the function that this document serves. I want to talk a bit about who is involved in the development of this process. We have what's, again, another term called a PDT, a project development team. And this is very common for Caltrans freeway projects. And so in this project development team, we've had six meetings this year, starting back in February of 18. Caltrans, OCTA, the County of Orange, Sandag, Camp Pendleton, and nine cities have participated either by phone or in person in each of these six PDT meetings. We collaborated over that period of time regarding getting input and developing a purpose and need statement. We provided this document first to Caltrans in April of this year, and it was called an administrative draft. Once we had their initial feedback, then we provided the draft PSR PDS to the entire project development team. And that was in June of this year. They had about a month to provide comments, so we had received comments by the end of July. And then we took our time to write detailed responses to each of about 100 comments. So we have a 28-page document with each comment listed, and we took our time and wrote very thoughtful, informed responses. And in some cases, the comments translated into updates into the document. So you'll notice in the lobby when you're out there, if you get a chance, that there's two copies of the document. One is the redline change version, so that if anyone wants to see how the document changed from the first draft to the revised draft, it's all there in track changes. The alternatives that we considered, as Mike mentioned, we ended up with a no build and eight build alternatives. They're listed. These are listed on this table, and I'll note that alternative 21 is, we refer to it as a hybrid because it was introduced in February of this year, and it's a blend of alternative 12, which is managed lanes on the 5, and a portion of alternative 14. And this is a map of the alternatives, and as I mentioned, there's a couple alternatives in this study that are on the I-5. There's three alternatives that would provide an extension of the 241, and there are several alternatives that are more oriented east-west. One is a connection from Ortega Highway to the 73, and one is a connection from the 241 to the 73. And then the last alternative is the alternative 21, which is a combination. Now, one thing I want to make sure you hear tonight is that a PSR PDS is not a decision document. There's no recommendation on which alternatives to drop or carry forward. We are providing data for information, and as I mentioned, Caltrans utilizes this to program resources for the next phase. The beginning of the next phase is a scoping period, which is very common for environmental documents, and we'll have a meeting similar to this where the public is welcome and invited, as well as we reach out with a very formal process to all resource agencies and state agencies and ask them to participate in the process. And I did want to mention as well that the PSR PDS is not a substitute for the environmental process. That's what would come next. And the PSR PDS does not eliminate the study of any of alternatives. And I'm going to close on this slide, this bubble chart, which may be a little difficult for you to see, but it basically shows what we've been doing the last 2 years. There was a number of public forums and outreach that took place. There was an initial screening document, and we are at the tail end of the PSR PDS phase. We hope to move this project forward into the environmental document phase, and we welcome your input. And with that, that's the end of my presentation.
You can do this by emailing us or texting us right now. You can put it in real time. You want to put it back up? Can we put the address back up before you did? We've done it earlier. You can do it now. That's good enough.
For those who can't read that, that's tollroadinfo@san-clemente.org. tollroadinfo@san-clemente.org. Dash a hyphen, tomato, tomato, you know.
You know, our next speaker is Kia Mortazavi from the Orange County Transportation Authority. And I'd be remiss if I didn't point out that someone who's been involved in all the transportation issues in Orange County in the last decade, who've pushed for improvements everywhere in the county, is with us, and that's State Senator Pat Bates. She's here monitoring to hear what you have to say. She wants to know what the opportunities are. We've worked with Pat, all of us have, in one way or another for years, and found her to be thoughtful, interested, focused, and damn smart. So the comments that you can make, she's going to listen to you. You decide if by yelling out you're actually helping yourself with thoughtful people. We know you don't like it. There are people here who don't like the toll roads. We think there are people here who do like it. Anyway, the whole program has to be put in context. This project, all the toll roads, all the freeways, all the buses and the rail system, the streets and roads. By the way, Pat Bates was the chairman of the Orange County Transportation Commission, chairman of the Transportation Corridor Agencies. So a lot of the things we've seen today in this county, there have been improvements. We can directly relate to her. And someone will tell you a little bit about those is Kia Mortazavi. So please, go right ahead.
Thank you. I'd like to Thank you for the opportunity. I'm here to kind of tell you a little bit about Orange County Transportation Authority and how we approach projects and program selection and advancement. So just a little bit of ground rules of what OCTA is. We're the Regional Transportation Planning Agency for Orange County. So with the state has charged us with responsibility to prepare the long-range transportation plans for the county, as well as prioritize how we use state and federal funds. At the same time, we're also the transit district for the county. We operate over the 800 buses and carry 40 million have 40 million boardings a year. We also fund the Metrolink service that some of you hopefully use, and soon we'll have a streetcar in Santa Ana to extend the reach of Metrolink. We also operate the express lanes on the 91, and soon in the future, the 405 express lanes on that corridor. Lastly, and more importantly, we're trusted with the implementation of the Measure M. It's a half-cent sales tax the voters basically trusted OCTA with, and it has a slate of projects, including 13 freeway projects that we're implementing in 27 phases countywide in cooperation with Caltrans. So just one thing I would say that how we approach selection of projects and go about it is that we look at it as a three-legged stool. We want to make sure that it's there are sound solutions to clearly defined problems. That's first and foremost, because it has to stand on its own. Second, we have to have stakeholder support, and those are the cities, all the important parties that are interested in that. And lastly, it's the community and the affected residences that need to be there and be supportive of the project. You have to have all three, in our opinion, to make sure that a project moves forward. Some examples of that, I would say, is the PICO interchange. We know the city of San Clemente was interested in improving it. We asked the city to take the lead in defining how should that be laid out. We knew that it was going to have community impacts. We worked with the city. Actually, the city took the lead, laid that out, and we took the ball from there. In San Juan Capistrano, similarly, the Ortega Highway interchange was modernized, but that also, we knew that was not going to be easy, and this worked with the city. City took the first step in terms of working with the community and the businesses, and then we took it from there. In the North Orange County, you may not know about it, is the we're doing seven railroad grade separations in the Placentia-Anaheim area. City had originally an idea of undergrounding, or I would say lowering, the railroads throughout the city. We advised them against that. We thought that would be too expensive and would be difficult to implement. They eventually came around to realizing that there was some wisdom in that. And they did individual grade separations, and we helped them implement that as a result. And lastly, I would say that it's the San Clemente Beach Trail. It was a concern to the community. It was a safety concern for Orange County Transportation Authority because we own the right-of-way, and we work with the city. Now we have a beautiful trail, as well as great the undercrosses for the pedestrians, and as well as quiet zones. So that kind of tells you a little bit of how we go about delivering projects. So in terms of planning for South Orange County, we've done a South Orange County major investment study that was done about 10 years ago, and it laid out the blueprint for how we advance what projects should we be doing in South Orange County. It included freeway projects, but it also included transit projects, such as expanding the rail service from Laguna Niguel north. So as a result of that, some of the projects that I mentioned have already happened, but there is more to come. So one of them is the 74 interchange that was modernized. We see that happening. The other part is the extension of the HOV lanes from the Beach City's exit down all the way down to the PICO interchange. The La Pata extension, some of you may have been on it, and the Los Petronas extension, which is being worked on and nearly complete. Those are some of the examples. But not everything that we talked about as part of that South County Major Investment Study moved forward. Why? Because it did not have community support. And so that's always up in the back of our minds. So currently, what OCTA is doing, we're updating our plan for the next 25 years. That's we call it the Long Range Transportation Plan. Some of the issues that we're trying to address as part of that is that the county is very job rich. So we have a lot of good employment opportunities in Orange County, but unfortunately, housing is expensive in Orange County. And so we have a lot of commuters that are coming into the county. In fact, 40% of the jobs in Orange County are filled from people from outside the county. And we also focus where are they coming from. It's 90%, more than 90% are coming from Los Angeles, San Bernardino, and Riverside. So when we look at our long range, we're trying to focus on those issues. So one of the things we're looking at is expanding Metrolink service, and so that we can those long-term or long-distance trips can be basically accommodated with another way. Right. In addition, we're going to continue fixing the freeways, and that would be delivering the Measure M program. But we also have plans to extend the carpool lanes that end today at Pico all the way down to the San Diego County line, just a straight carpool lane going to the county line. So those are in our plans right now. So I think I'm going to close on that and just turn it over to the rest.
And how the OCTA works, they need data and to make decisions on what the county investments, where they'll be, how much they'll be. They look at, do they get the best bang for their buck at a certain time? So the city of San Clemente has hired a prominent planning firm, IBI, and they've taken a look a little bit at what the future of San Clemente's proposals are, or excuse me, TCA's proposals for San Clemente, and to understand a bit at a high level what that means. And we have two people from IBI and Bill DeLeo. I got to be careful because my wife's name is D and she spells it with a D-E, so it's something I'm concerned about not mispronouncing. We'll lead off first and then we'll see where we are on the IBI proposal.
All right, thanks, Stan. Good evening, everyone. As Stan mentioned, I'm Bill DeLeo with IBI Group. We were retained by the city of San Clemente to look at different needs for transportation and mobility in the future, both within the city of San Clemente and a larger area within South Orange County, and as well to look at what alternatives might exist, primarily focused on roadway type improvements to meet those mobility needs in the future as a potential alternative to the toll road. As Stan mentioned, IBI is a transportation planning firm. We've been in Orange County since 1978. I've been with IBI for 17 years and have over 20 years of experience working in Orange County on transportation and mobility solutions. We could bring up my presentation. And Mike is with me. He's a senior project manager and led our efforts on the study, and he'll be a resource if there's any clarifying questions on our study later on this evening. And there should be another one with the green background. Yep, there you go. So the title of our study was the San Clemente Arterial Mobility Study. It was a study that was done to really kind of understand the baseline conditions in the future, the year 2040, so about 20, 25 years in the future, with and without a potential extension of State Route 241. We wanted to identify and develop potential roadway alternative, what we call packages or groups of improvements that would be defined or proposed to improve mobility within the city and South County, and compare those alternatives to a potential extension of the 241, and then provide the city with our findings and conclusions. So our work was done with OCTA, with using their travel demand model. They have a regional model that measures and forecasts transportation demand throughout the county, so within San Clemente and throughout Orange County and into the adjacent counties. And we utilized OCTA's regional model because it is the established and adopted model for long-range transportation planning within Orange County. And we looked at and used that model to compare different results for what we defined to be our overall study area, the citywide, and then along specific key corridors, freeways and arterials within the city and within our larger study area. And we looked at a very high level at several different key metrics that I'll walk through a little bit here on the next slide. There's three key ones that we looked at. The first is vehicle miles traveled. This is basically all the miles that all the cars that are driving in one day travel, irregardless of how far people go. And this is a key metric for us and for transportation planning professionals because it is tied to the amount of emissions that vehicles release into the air, creating smog, creating greenhouse gases, carbon dioxide, and so forth. So it's a number that ideally, from a transportation planning perspective, we're looking to reduce in the future. Vehicle hours traveled, very similar, but a metric that's based upon the time that people travel. So not just the distance that they're traveling, but the amount of time that they're traveling each day. And then vehicle hours delayed, which is a really key one, is related to those two, but as people are traveling in their time or in their distance, how many hours are they spending being delayed, traveling less than the average speed or the typical speed you would expect for them to travel along a particular roadway or freeway? So we looked at several different networks, and they're a little small, so I'll walk through what we had looked at here. The one on the left is what we termed the baseline do-nothing alternative. So this was a roadway network that equated to what existed in the year 2012, which was the base year of the model. So if you'll see on there, the roadways associated with the Rancho Mission Viejo development are not on this map, as well as some other roadways and extensions within the city of San Clemente, the La Pata extension, for example. But we still looked at this alternative with growth into 2040 to really understand what is the demand that's going to come with population and employment increases in the future, and where are the issues associated with that growth going to occur from a travel demand standpoint as well as a delay standpoint. On the right was what we termed to be the no project condition. So this is the year 2040 with the roadway network as OCTA envisions in their long-range transportation plan built out. So you'll see several key changes on there, the La Pata extension, the roadways associated with Rancho Mission Viejo, as well as other connections of roadways in San Juan Capistrano and San Clemente. We then looked at three potential future scenarios of improvements. The one on the left was basically the stand-in for a toll road extension. It's the old toll road alignment that travels outside of the county and goes down by San Onofre. But at the time we did this study a little over a year ago, it was the only kind of publicly available potential alignment for the toll road that we had access to. So it was our kind of stand-in alignment for a toll road extension. In the middle, we looked at an alternative that we called Package 2, which involved improvements to La Pata Avenue and then an extension of La Pata Avenue south of the city and then down to Interstate 5, right along the border of Orange and San Diego counties. And then in Package 3, there's only one improvement, which is really small, shown in red, kind of in the middle of the map, and that would be an extension of one of the roadways within the Rancho Mission Viejo development to make a connection between Cow Camp Road and Ortega Highway. I believe that roadway is now called Chiquita Canyon. On this map, it's called F Street, but it's an extension of that roadway and making that connection. So this slide shows basically a graph comparison of the different alternatives and what we looked at in those three different metrics that I highlighted earlier, the vehicle miles traveled, the vehicle hours traveled, and the vehicle hours of delay. And on the map on the right, the roadways and freeways and toll roads that we have highlighted in red basically define what we looked at as our study area. And then the city boundary, which is a dashed line, if you're most of you are probably familiar with the boundaries of San Clemente, but it's probably not too visible on there, but you can see it. But that is the citywide look. So the blue bars are the study area that we looked at, and the red bars represent the city area, which is a smaller area, so you'd expect those bars to be lower. And basically, the takeaway from this slide is, as we look at the future baseline condition for vehicle miles traveled and vehicle hours traveled, they're very similar data between all of the different alternatives. The baseline condition with just OCTA's improvements, an extension of the 241, an extension of La Pata, or just some minor roadway arterial improvements. Where you really see a difference is in the vehicle hours of delay, where we have fewer roadways in the future, the do-nothing alternative that we looked at, there's a significant amount of additional delay that's forecast because there's a lot of roadways that don't exist or that wouldn't exist in that scenario. Whereas the other alternatives, the no project, the with project, basically with the toll road and the other options we looked at, are very similar. And the key takeaway with that, and what we found, is within the study area, they were about within 5% of each other. Within the city, they're less than 3% within each other, is that there's really not at a large scale, not a significant difference between the alternatives. So there wasn't a whole lot of benefit that may come from significant investments that might come with an extension of the toll road, at least along that alignment. Similar to...
If he paused, yep, because an engineer has never received applause in his life, so he's,
yes, it's a strange, strange feeling.
That's called clapping. It's amazing,
and it's very similar to the similar performance to the La Plata extension. And what we looked at and what was forecast within the model, and you can see in the table down there, is very low volumes on a daily basis. About 12,000 cars on a toll road extension, and less than 250 on an extension of La Plata. So that certainly was identified as an alternative that wasn't worthy of going forward. So just in summary. As I mentioned, we looked at four groupings of projects for the year 2040 to understand future mobility impacts. We looked at key kind of regional high-level metrics of what we're looking at and what performance would be. Basic conclusions, the alternative alignment we looked at for the toll road extension, we didn't find to provide significant traffic relief compared to the other alternatives. There were similar metrics across each of scenarios. And really one of the key findings is a lot of the data showed there needed to be an emphasis on improvements to key east-west roadways that provided connections to I-5. So Ortega, which Kia identified, and other roadways as well. And that concludes my presentation.
Well, thank you, Bill. The city of San Clemente, which key reason you're here, has got opinions on the way the TCAs are moving ahead about these projects. They've hired IBI to give them data to try to make their case to the OCTA, to you and to others, on where a good transportation investment would take place. But someone that's closer to it, someone who's living with it every day, is Tim Brown, the mayor of San Clemente. He's going to give us a little bit of the perspective of the city.
Okay, light applause is understandable. It's like following Elvis, you know. It's just nowhere to go up there. First of all, I'd like to thank you all for being here tonight. This is a very important meeting, and your attendance is very important, as well as your input. We are going to have limited time tonight for this meeting. However, your comments, especially the recorded ones, are going to be incredibly important, as this record will follow our fight going forward. And so I would welcome you. If you don't have a chance to submit a card tonight, we're going to have recorded messages, and you can go on the record, as well as is the email address that was provided. Please share your opinion. It's important that you're heard on this. It's important because we can all work together to figure out and fix South Orange County's traffic issues. I do want to thank Senator Pat Bates for being here tonight. I do appreciate her attendance and her efforts in bringing all the parties together. That's worth a round of applause for sure. And also like to recognize Diane Harkin, State Board of Equalization, who is also in attendance tonight. We do appreciate you attending as well. I'd like to thank the members of the San Clemente Toll Road Subcommittee, Councilmembers Doncheck and Councilmember Ward. Councilmember Ward is here tonight, and she is a member of that committee and is primarily responsible for this event and in leading the city's efforts for the fight against the toll road as the member of the TCA. Initially, she was going... That is worth the cost. She has done wonderful work on the TCA board and has held them accountable for their actions and has ensured that the city's interests are being represented in a very strong manner. She initially was going to do this presentation, but there were some concerns regarding the season and also the idea of her being up here. And so she graciously deferred and provided the presentation to me and briefed me on the matter. And so I'll do my best to fill in as much as I can. But I do appreciate her trust in me and her graciousness in ensuring that she is trying to have a level playing field. Now, I'd like to tell you some, we have a presentation here. It's called Myth and Facts about the 241 Toll Road Extension and the I-5 Managed Toll Lanes. I think it's important for the residents to know that the city has very clear eyes about really what the issues are here, and that we have very succinct opinions. I do appreciate all of the incredible opinions, the engineers, and the presentations that have been done here. Mine is far simpler, which I am deeply grateful for. Ultimately, it's one that, especially because Kathy had a briefing on most of the matters, but it's also one that I think will also resonate very much with you. We have observed, and I've been on council for 8 years, and we've, during that time, really been able to get a true picture, I think, of what the issues are, and we're hoping we can convey those issues as well as the city's facts and opinions about those tonight. So, myth one is that San Clemente wants to return to the green alignment. The fact is that San Clemente opposes the green alignment and does not want to see the 241 toll road extension to go through either trestles or the middle of the city of San Clemente. This is easy applause, by the way. I didn't earn it like you did. These are statements. This is very important. Ever since, I can remember, at least since Councilwoman Ward has been on the TCA, she has been vociferously opposed to both alignments and has communicated that constantly on behalf of the city. Myth two, San Clemente is just being NIMBYs who don't want to do their part to help relieve traffic. The fact is that we're happy to look at traffic solutions that will actually reduce traffic in the region and will gladly bear its fair share of potential impacts. Members of this council have been in communication with different elected officials in South Orange County trying to find reasonable solutions here, and they can be had, but we need all the parties to buy into that process if we're going to do so. The city is very invested in this. And Councilmember Ward is pursuing that at the TCA, but we ultimately need them to play ball if we're going to get it done. Myth three, the SR 241 toll road extension will solve Orange County's traffic problems. All published studies, including the recent IBI group study, have shown that the SR 241 toll road extension will have no effect on traffic congestion in Orange County. Myth four, new toll roads will pay for themselves and will eventually be free. I know at some point we all hoped this would be true, but the fact is the toll road was supposed to be free by 2035, and that date has already been pushed back until 2057. That's okay. Believe me, there's plenty of red meat left here, folks. Save your energy. Myth five, managed toll lanes along the I-5 will reduce traffic. The reason why we're doing these slides is, listen, in all due respect to the members of this panel, we're not looking to rile you up, but we need to communicate very clearly that we understand the facts. And the facts are that no studies have been produced which show that managed toll lanes along the I-5 will reduce traffic. They just haven't been produced. And in chatting with Councilmember Ward about this, she's really pushing this one very hard on the TCA, and especially one of the things that we're particularly interested in is how it's going to impact our residents if this idea goes through. Myth six. New managed lanes on the I-5 can be done with minimal impacts to local homeowners and businesses. Now, I've only been in San Clemente for 16 years. I was smart enough to marry a local. She brought me here. And so I got really invested. And the fact of the matter is, the places where we live, worship, work, play, and spend our time are right along that corridor. So when that I-5 alternative was studied in 2007, TCA stated in the public comment that this project would displace nearly 2,000 residents in 838 homes and would sweep away 4,150 employees and 382 businesses. That is a very sobering number. And it's one that this council is deeply concerned about, and one that we, of course, are adamantly opposed to. Myth 7, managed lanes on the I-5 are environmentally preferable to other options. And this was an interesting conversation. When I was chatting with Kathy about this, she said that the TCA stated in 2007 that I-5 widening was a 16-mile scar slicing through our neighborhoods, and there would be enormous destructive natural and human environmental costs of the I-5 widening alternatives. The fact of the matter is, and the truth is that the philosophy that we espoused is that you should not build toll roads through developed communities. Myth 8, new toll roads are the only way to help South Orange County traffic problems. I'd love to get an idea. How much is, and OCTA is here, so let's show them a little love, shall we? How much has traffic improved just since the HOV lanes were completed? It's absolutely dramatic to our town. And the fact is the studies have shown that simply building the approved Measure 2 and MPA 2040 projects will provide a significant benefit to the region for substantially less cost than any proposed toll road extension. Listen, we've benefited from strong leadership here in San Clemente on this particular fight. And it's one thing that all of us are unanimously opposed to, which is the idea that a toll road would be developed through San Clemente. And I think the purpose of this presentation was so that you could understand that this council, city management, is very clear about the facts here and is very clear about what the issues are. And we absolutely feel very strongly that we can take a position on these items and support, and here was the last slide, real regional solutions that will reduce traffic congestion, be cost-effective, and result in minimal impacts for South Orange County residents and businesses. It's not a small ask, but it's something we should all aspire to and work for, and frankly, we should continue to press until we get it.
We want to hear directly from you now. We want to hear what your responses are to what you heard and your ideas and how we can move forward, what we should do, where we should recommend we go to find needed transportation, regional transportation solutions. Just like a city council meeting, we're asking you to fill out a comment card, and I got a big stack of them. Yeah, lights would be great. By the way, if you want to speak and you don't want to step up to podium, please feel free to go to the multi-purpose room and provide a 3-minute comment there. It'll be taped, it'll be recorded, and that'll be open even after this meeting's over. So that'll be helpful if you want to do it. We have about 80 people who say they want to say a few words, and some of them may want to say the same words over and over again. We're going to follow those simple rules, those city council rules, and how we're moving forward. We want you to focus on the PSR and PDS. We know it's an election season, but let's keep it not talking about personalities, not talking about politics, but talking about how we can move forward on these important transportation improvements. This isn't an inquisition. You know, don't figure there's going to be a back and forth between you and me, or you and the TCAs, or you and anyone else. We're looking to clarify things, not to raise questions. If the argument is the mayor is an evil person, isn't that a question? No, it isn't. Does he beat his wife? No, and that's not a question either. Okay, but if you ask to clarify it,
this went sideways. Hold on, let's slow down here.
He had the bad luck with sitting next to me. We want to hear what can be done. We'll clarify things as we can. We'll do the best we can to get as many speakers as we possibly can. If we can't get them, we have these rooms that will be open until 10 o'clock. And the first speaker to sign up was Kathy Ward. Kathy Ward of the San Clemente City Council.
I'm disappointed tonight that The focus tried to become a campaign issue, and I wanted to say that this issue for San Clemente, for me, is what this will do to our city. It is bigger than a campaign issue. This is our town, and that is why I'm here tonight. I am speaking with you tonight as the city's representative on the San Joaquin Hills and the Foothill Eastern Transportation Corridor agencies, and as a member of the City Council's Toll Road Subcommittee. I've heard firsthand the attempts to sell this toll road as a fix for South Orange County's traffic problems. First one is the green alignment, which the City Council opposed, and now as a toll road that would bisect the city of San Clemente. All public studies have shown the same thing. Extending this 241 will not make traffic any better. When the Safe San Onofre Coalition was fighting this 241 for 10 years, they stated publicly over and over again that the toll road was not necessary. It was true back then, and it is true today. Even though it has shifted a few miles from the green alignment, the IBI Group recent study, which has not been refuted, has shown that the 241 toll road extension will not make traffic better and may possibly make it worse. The IBI study further looked at all South Orange County's traffic issues and found that the Orange County really does not need a north-south toll road. Instead, they should focus on getting people going east and west. Anyone who travels and has to take the 241 until it hits the 91 will tell you this truth. These are people coming from Menifee, and they need to get to Irvine and above to get to work. All of these decades of failed planning, we believe this is simply time to abandon this failed idea and focus on the ones that will actually work. As a member of the TCA Board of Directors, I have seen how the public has a significant amount of concern regarding the recently released PSR and PDS. I know that no formal action has been taken by TCA, by the Foothill Eastern Board. That is why I'm asking that the TCA and Caltrans really listen to these residents and make sure to respond to all the comments raised here tonight, including all the ones that the city will collect, to avoid areas to protect all of San Clemente before the PSR and PDS is finalized. The PSR-PDS is not final. You said that you are in the end stages of it. It has not come before our board, and that is something that I brought up in August to the Board of Directors. There is still time to address the concerns raised by our community and reverse the project descriptions accordingly. We must ensure that our voice is heard before this document is complete. Thank you.
Brian Malamud.
First, I want to thank Kathy and Tim for giving the city all the work they've done and for their sober input into the problems. I also want to say that regardless of what was said tonight, tonight is political. And I mean that because the citizens, all the people that had the good sense to show up tonight, don't want a toll road through San Clemente. Kathy and Tim have talked about common sense solutions, problems, and ways to solve this problem without a toll road. What do you think the toll road's going to come up with but a study that says they need a toll road? You can't put the fox in charge of the chicken hen, or however the expression goes. I want to say you can hire a consultant to say anything, and I'm sure that since the TCA gets to pick their own consultants, they're going to find the results they want. We need to be smarter, and I'm glad we have a study to counter it. I don't think there's a single person in this town that wants a toll road through this town, okay, to divide this town again. That's not right. We should be NIMBYs. Let's protect ourselves from the TCA. I also don't believe there's a problem that needs solving. Kathy just spoke to this. We don't have a problem needs solving. The premise is we have a problem. The problem is east-west. It's not north-south. And in fact, if this toll road ends at Pico, like the proposal, what we're going to have is, just like in L.A. everywhere, when two freeways merge, you get stoppage. It'll back up 5 miles each direction. I think we need common sense. We need to look at our problems we have, but let's take some common sense. Where is that in the studies? Let's make sure that we actually need a toll road before we start with a study that says we need a toll road. Now, where are we going to build it? How about deciding first if we even need a toll road? Let's do a simple study, as Kathy suggested, okay? And then let's find out if we need a toll road. The answer is obviously we don't. Thank you very much.
You know, we have an opportunity to hear from Diane Harkey, a member of the State Board of Equalization, one of the leaders in government in Southern California.
Thank you, Diane. Thank you so much for holding this, and thank you, community, for showing up. I was a member of the TCA, and I lived through that. And I will tell you that the way the TCA manages is to determine, one, that they don't have enough traffic, and so they probably need to raise the rates so that they can keep their project going, which is the alternative of what you would do if you were in a business and you didn't have customers. You would probably have to lower your prices, cut things so that you could continue. That's what I saw on the TCA, and I was very upset with that. I did support a toll road at one time, but what I have seen since, we never had support for this. I was down being slaughtered at a Coastal Commission hearing back when the Green Line was there. We never had support. We never had staff really working with us, and we never had any support from the communities. And why elected officials are constantly being thrown into these positions to support transportation corridors that are probably not needed and probably aren't going to work, I don't understand. You take elected people that are newly elected, we go to these board meetings, everybody shows up, there's people that don't live in the communities that are being affected that also have votes. This is just a wrong situation. Now, I really think that it's time that we just end this toll road fear. I don't see anything working here. I don't see any support from the state. I don't see any support from the county. And so there is some money at the toll road. My big concern is that be spent in South Orange County, where we need some transportation solutions, but it not be necessarily bond money, that maybe we do some other things. Our Measure M money has worked. It's given us the relief that we need, but we do not need an extension of this toll road nor an extension of the bonds and the underwriting, because the only ones that get paid off, quite honestly, are the bond underwriters and all the consultants and all the attorneys. So... enough. Enough is enough. Enough is enough. And I think the agency needs to complete its work and probably disband like it's supposed to.
Thank you very much. To expedite this, I'm going to ask the next five speakers to step up so we can go through it more quickly. First, Ed Ward. Second, Bonnie Barnes. Third, Emma Jensen. Fourth, Mickey Rothman. And fifth, Wayne Eggleston.
Please. Thank you. Good evening. My name is Ed Ward. I'm a resident since 1976 and a city council candidate. I've got two questions. They'll probably be rhetorical because I doubt that you'll spend the time to answer them, but I think they're important to consider. Number one, Mr. Mordozavi talked about the three-legged stool, with one of those stools representing city support. With nearly universal opposition to this project in San Clemente, how specifically will this lack of support impact your decision-making process? Secondly, the city-commissioned IBI study does not include data that justifies this project. According to the PSR-PDS, the purpose of the project is to improve regional mobility by reducing congestion on I-5 during peak hours. How can you justify this project giving nearly 100% residential opposition? And we're in the middle of an election cycle. We don't agree on anything, but on this, we're united. You've got zero community support on this and no scientific data that supports the stated purpose of the project. So those are my questions. Thank you.
Thank you. Bonnie Barnes, thank you.
I'm Bonnie Barnes, president of Rancho San Clemente Master Association, representing 14 HOAs and 5,000 residents. You've just watched the TCA's PowerPoint. If I had been allowed to show my PowerPoint today, you'd be looking at the TCA map that Mike Chesney and David Spears gave me at the October 11 TCA board meeting. T- TCA's map of Route 14 is superimposed on a satellite image that predates and does not show the landslide that threatened St. Andrew's Church and Bright Horizons Preschool, Avenida Pico that has been widened, or the new retaining wall. Mr. Chesney pointed out that Route 14 runs 10 feet away from San Clemente High School instead of over it. This is not acceptable. San Clemente's offshore winds will blow toxic emissions and particulate matter directly onto students playing football, soccer, tennis, track and field, band, drill team, and other sports. The federal government wants to relax EPA standards in California, which may allow vehicles to produce up to 30% more airborne toxic emissions. The environmental impact report for this project should reflect the negative impacts based on the national EPA standards rather than California's more rigid standards. Anticipated production of vehicular toxic emissions from the four toll road lanes and HOT lanes also need to be included in the TCA's EIR. Mr. Chesney also said Route 14 runs through the landslide and Caro's restaurant. If so, the new retaining wall and the 45-foot tall Starbucks under construction now, where Caro's once stood, may add to the collateral damage of toll road construction. The TCA map also shows Route 14 connecting to the center of the I-5. Widening the I-5 to add four toll road lanes, hot lanes, road shoulders, and barrier walls could easily move the east boundary inland of the I-5 at least 50 feet closer to the high school, homes, and businesses that all may be taken by eminent domain. The PSR also includes Route 14 interchange and bridge project that has vague language about a connection to Lapata. Will you please clarify for the residents whether this interchange includes adding lanes along Calle del Cerro to connect the interchange to Lapata? While the TCA says the public came up with the ideas in the PSR, I have not found any public input clamoring for an interchange at Pico and Del Cerro on any TCA media sites or heard it discussed at any public meetings. It is also shocking to find that the PCR is no cost estimate for existing and anticipated litigation regarding Route 14. Route 14 is unsafe, hazardous, and costly, and must not be approved.
Thank you. Emma Jensen.
I'm not running for anything. I've lived in San Clemente for give or take 20 years. And first I want to say like how excited I am that like nothing like can bring a community together, like not wanting a road going through our city. And how excited I was to find out that you guys brought IBI on board. I did some research and you should look at the things that they're doing across the world and the ways in which they're focusing. There's a little thing called induced demand, which basically means that whenever you make a road wider or build a new road, more cars just come in to fill it in. It does not alleviate traffic. And there have been studies done over and over and over again over the number of last decades. I actually emailed a giant study summary to that info page. And that is exactly what IBI has been saying, is that if you want to reduce traffic congestion, if you want to reduce emissions, if you want to make life better and easier, take it from someone who lived in Los Angeles when I went to college, the way to do it is not by adding more roads, the way to do it is with light rail and subways and trolleys and things that don't force us to buy gas. So thank you very much. Thank you guys for bringing IBI on.
Thank you.
Listen to them.
Mickey Rothman. I think it's Dave's wife. Nice to bring a girlfriend.
Good evening, board, friends, neighbors. My name is Mickey Rathman, and one of the things that I love about the 19 years that I've lived in San Clemente is how involved our community is and what an incredible community of activists that we have who stand up when they see something that isn't going right. I am inspired by my friends and neighbors who have been involved in standing up for what they believe in. I'm also concerned. It shouldn't matter if you stood up for the fight in the beginning and have been involved for a long time in saying no to the toll road, or if you were inspired yesterday because your neighbor talked to you about it. I really hope that our community, the folks that are here tonight and the people who are watching at home, band together. That there shouldn't be infighting amongst the people who are saying no to the toll road. That we should be working together, have a common goal and a common message and plan of action. That there isn't any reason. We're all looking for the same thing. None of us want the toll roads. One of the council candidates, Ed Ward, made a joke that, you know, we're all, you know, a group of us running for city council, but the one thing that we can all agree on is no toll road. So if you can have a group of people who are running for a political office in town, I agree on this. I think that the individuals, the activists within our community, can also band together and agree and look at this from a united front, and to face it together. Because if there's infighting and things that are happening within the activist groups within our community, we're not going to be successful. That weakens us. And we have a saying in town, right? One team, one town. One town, one team. So we need to unite together to fight the toll road and keep the managed lane and the toll road from ruining our community. So thank you. I encourage you to vote on November 6th. Thank you. Mickey Rathman.
Wayne Eggleston, and then we're followed by Gene James, Tom Barnes, Don Verbanek, Ellen McGuirt.
Good evening. My name is Wayne Eggleston, former mayor and former city council member, and I want to thank Mayor Tim Brown and Councilwoman Kathy Ward for their effective leadership in San Clemente. Thank you very, very much. I've lived here since 1984, and I do want to thank the OCTA for two things. Number one, for our quiet zone. Thank you very much. And for the beach trail, that's terrific. Thank you. And for the extension of La Pata, which is very effective and very nice. Thank you so very much. No one in this room is going to permit the TCA to divide our city, to rape our open space, destroy businesses, and destroy homes. Managed lanes on the 5 will destroy the Presbyterian Church, the Voltaire Hotel, which used to be the Holiday Inn, the Ralph's Center, hundreds of businesses, and will affect Cypress Shores and Cypress Cove. No one is going to let you do that here. I have a simple solution for you, TCA. You need to be abolished.
Gene James?
I wish I could follow that. My message is very clear. The TCA needs to go out of business. I'll look you right in the eye and tell you, you're not coming through our town. Our moderator a few moments ago, an hour ago, said something about there are people in this audience that might be pro-toll road. I look at you, please raise your hand. One, two. Will everyone against the damn thing raise their hand? I ask you, TCA, is that community support? There are 12 candidates running for city council. All damn 12 of us say hell no. Thank you.
Tom Barnes.
My name's Tom Barnes. I'm a 35-year resident of San Clemente. First let me thank Mr. Spears and Mr. Chesney for providing us with accurate information about where the toll road is going. They gave us this, and from this, my wife, this is my slideshow, by the way. Back to this. From this, my wife then did these three renderings to show you exactly where the toll road would be going and how it would have an impact. But we now have this within, there we go. How's that? Okay. I'm losing time.
Okay. It's okay.
Anyway, we've been doing this for about a year now. We've been showing up at the TCA meetings, and it took us 2 months to do a slide presentation. They fought us for 2 months. We finally got the right to do it. But when they did that, they cut our time from 3 minutes to two, which I believe is in violation of the Brown Act. Probably, certainly the First Amendment. But anyway, we've done a lot of studies, and my wife does the graphics, and she does a pretty good job, as you can see. You know, these guys talk for an hour, and not one mentioned Route 14. How can you talk for an hour about the toll road and not mention Route 14? Route 14 is the problem, and we need to get rid of Route 14. And once you get rid of Route 14, then we can seriously look at issues and things that will help us. But as long as Route 14 hangs out there, it's a sword of Damocles, you know, and that's what we have right now. So I would just say to the toll road, you need to get rid of Route 14, and then we can have a serious discussion about what's going on. By the way, that 1,200-page document, what is it, the PSB or the PSA or whatever? I tried to read it. I got about 4 pages into it, and I was done. My wife read it, by the way. She does things like that in order to get the information. So what I'm trying to say is this. Because of Route 14, you've muddied the water so much that you can't really get a serious discussion about what to do. By the way, there are things that have been done. I know that we travel the freeway a lot, short distances usually, but we found that it's certainly a lot better. The only time it's a real problem anymore, of course, is the Saturday-Sunday thing of going down to San Diego. And if those people would figure out alternative ways of getting there, then there wouldn't be a problem at all. But during the week, it's certainly much better.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Barnes. Dawn Verbanek.
Thank you.
My name is Dawn Verbanek, and I'm a resident of San Clemente. And I'm also the founder of CUSD Watch, which is a taxpayer and student advocate for the Capistrano Unified School District. I want to come tonight and probably talk about some things that are not on the radar quite as much, but are very important. Under CEQA, all the entities, Caltrans, TCA, the County of Orange, Rancho Mission Viejo, the San Diego Water Board, and USD, have an obligation to protect sensitive receptors. Tesoro High School, originally Chiquita Canyon High School, is a sensitive receptor that sits on 4 parcels of land that have been owned by the Capistrano Unified School District since 1997. Those are parcels 125-096-59-60-69-82. In April 2001, all 4 of these parcels were transferred into the right-of-way for 3 projects, evidenced by a Certificate of Compliance, CC 2001-01. The projects that it was made into the right-of-way for are the Los Patrones F Street, a.k.a. Tesoro Extension of the 241, the Oso Bridge Project, and the Oso Bridge Gap Closure Project. Parcels 59, 60, and 69 were transferred in the right-of-way by a company called San Juan Investment North. However, they didn't own the land to make that transfer. Capistrano owned it. Parcel 82 was transferred in the right-of-way by San Juan Partnership 3, and they didn't own the land either because Capistrano owned it. So there are clouds on title that remain and must be resolved prior to any construction. It should be stopped immediately, and we need to figure out who owns the land. I brought this matter to the attention of the Capistrano Unified School District during a board meeting in June of 2017. CUSD's own attorney confirmed on the record that Parcel 82 is owned by the Capistrano Unified School District. In January of 2018, CUSD accepted a quitclaim deed for Parcel 82, but has not yet taken any action to quiet title on any of the 4 parcels. The failure of CUSD trustees to protect taxpayer property rights is a breach of fiduciary duty to the taxpayers that trustees are elected to protect. The failure of CUSD to require any protective barrier prior to grading or any new health risk assessments shows a callous disregard for the health and safety of staff and students. All work should have stopped at the Oso Bridge project immediately until these can be resolved. There was supposed to be a 10-foot high, 3,700-foot long wall to protect the children. It's not there. And all the water is being drained onto parcel 82 and underneath the school, and the school is showing signs of structural damage due to soil slippage.
Thank you. Ellen McGirt. Following Ellen, we'd like to have Michael Metcalf, Tiffany Leet, Jackson Hinkle, Diane Dolson. Please.
Hi, my name's Ellen McGurk, and first of all, I'm a 14-year resident with my husband and my 11-year-old son. And I want to thank all of the people on the dais for coming out tonight. This takes courage, and it takes a willingness to listen to the populace, so thank you for that. My questions, a couple of my questions were just answered about who owns the land, and I think those were brilliantly addressed just now. So I'm going to change my question, and that is, if it's only a 5.5% differential between doing nothing and doing a toll road, and that was done a year ago, then you haven't even done the study on what's going to happen because the I-5's already been widened. So I'd like you guys to go back to the drawing board and do your homework. Let's start there. The second thing is, I would really like Route 14 and the road to nowhere between Pico and Lapata to be taken off the boards. That will impact huge numbers of people. I don't know where you'll get the money to get the eminent domain, but that none of that's been revealed to us. And when you look through the PSR and you do your homework, a lot of the mitigation on those documents don't show how you're going to handle the apartment, the apartments that will be taken out and the parking for those, or the floodplain mitigation, et cetera, et cetera. So it would be really helpful for geeky people like me to see some of that information, because my home would be directly impacted. I live right on Kelly Del Cerro. And I think a lot of people are very interested in helping, but you can't just put toll roads through landslides and call it good. It just isn't. And everybody here that's lived here for any period of time knows you can't do that. So if you listen to the people that know that stuff, we'd probably be much more willing to help. Thank you.
Michael Metcalf.
I don't really have much to add to what's already been said, but I will remind the board, the TCA, that the 710 freeway that was supposed to go through South Pasadena was stopped, never happened, because of local opposition. And these freeway projects are not inevitable. So I'd just like to close by saying, abolish TCA.
Tiffany Leet.
Thank you for my time. My name is Tiffany Leet, and I am also a candidate for city council. I'm sitting here listening, and at the very base, I just find it egregious that we're even having to be here tonight. That things have gotten so out of hand that this is even on the table. That we're expected to look at some graphs and to listen to some statistics and say, sure, come tear down our supermarket, that's perfectly fine with me. That isn't going to happen. I will state unequivocally that I, myself personally, nor any member of this community or community as a whole shall bear the burden of overdevelopment in other areas. I do not believe that a toll road is going to improve anyone's life, but it certainly isn't going to come through our community. No extension of the toll road, no taking of property or open space will be acceptable. So there's a lot of different ideas, different action groups, different plans, different routes, but the simple answer is no. Thank you.
Jackson Hinkle.
My name is Jackson Hinkle. I'm a candidate for San Clemente City Council. I'd first First, like to thank you all for having that public comment section available. Before coming up here, I tried to find if there was a Transportation Solutions for Dummies book, but I couldn't find one. And I would strongly suggest, Mike, that you and none of your TCA friends ever write one. I want to take you all back to October 5th, 2016, when I was at, there was a TCA public forum where they were discussing different routes that they might, you know, invest in the future. One of them was a mobility hub plan that would have created sustainable public transportation options for residents around here. And I was with the environmental teachers from the local high school, and we were really shocked. We were like, well, maybe the TCA is going to come around, and maybe they're actually going to do something good for once. I went home that night and started to research mobility hubs and different styles of mobility hubs, and we found that the TCA had actually taken an image from San Diego Ford, which is developing their mobility hubs, and put it on a giant poster at the TCA public forum and claimed it as your own. If you would like, I would, you know, strongly recommend that you move forward with the public transportation mobility hub options. But I think, you know, the no toll road option, the no build option is great, but I think we need to do more than that. I think we need to abolish the TCA. You haven't built any new roads since 1996. You're $6 billion in debt. You spent $20 million in lobbying, and the 73 is still not free. I was the student liaison at 2017 no toll road protests, and I'll do everything in my power to abolish the TCA if elected. Thank you. One more thing. Please stay out of our local elections. We're seeing $10,000, $6,000, $5,000 individual donations coming into this election season. Please stay out of our local elections. Thank you.
Diane Dolson. After Diane, we'd like to hear from Jake Wibzik, Bob Baker, Kate Mudge, Zoila Tolosa, and Stacy Tran. So we get you lined up, that'd be great. Please, Diane, excuse me.
Okay, my name's Diana Dolson. I've lived in San Clemente for 24 years. I taught at El Toro High School, and so I've been doing the commute for a very long time. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. I just wanted to point out, there was an article in the Los Angeles Times, probably 6 weeks ago, by candidate Gavin Newsom. And in that article, he pointed out that the transportation is going to be changing dramatically in the next 20 years. We will be having hyperloops, automated cars, taxi drones. And so the thought of pouring hundreds of millions of dollars worth of concrete in our city is ridiculous. It doesn't make any kind of sense. I think proposing a toll road is old-fashioned. It's nothing new. It's nothing creative. So I think that, you know, that's one issue. The other thing, and I wrote you an email about this, I would be so interested in knowing the percent of traffic that goes south Monday through Friday is job-related. Because, you see, to me, it seems like I go south all the time. I have my son lives down there, and I go at least once a week during the week, and then I go on the weekends. During the week, there's absolutely no issue. So I can't imagine many people live in Orange County and work in San Diego. Why would they do that? It's expensive to live in San Diego. And so on the weekends, I have a suggestion for all the people who get stuck in traffic. Take out your cell phones, put on MapQuest and see how long it's going to take you, adjust your time, and go earlier. Or whatever. It makes, you know, it's... Anyway, that's all. Thank you.
Thank you. Jake Wibzik.
Hello. My name is Jake Wibzik. I am a candidate for San Clemente City Council. But today, I'm here as a citizen because I'm concerned. The TCA comes to our city and they claim that they want to have an honest conversation about transportation. They want to talk about these different lanes. Well, let's back it up. Let's start off with having that honest conversation. The TCA has been lobbied from developers and corporations to push down tolls down this city's throat. Let's ask the city, do we want a toll road?
No.
That's your honest conversation. It honestly makes me wonder, why is the TCA acting this way? And it's because the TCA is corrupt, and that's the truth. So if we want to have this conversation about transportation, stop lying to the community's face. Prove to us why you're not corrupt, or else you're going to continue to be on this pathway to be dissolved. We're going to come for you. We're going to elect politicians that are not taking corporate money, not taking developer money, and we're going to abolish the TCA. Thank you.
Thank you. Bob Baker.
I think that was the "when did you stop beating your wife" comment you were looking for earlier.
Wasn't a question.
My name is Bob Baker, former city councilman, former mayor in San Clemente, former representative on the TCA board of directors. I want to tell everybody how difficult it is to be on that board of directors and to be a dissenting vote. It is not easy because it's a room filled with people from other cities who could care less about a toll road coming through San Clemente. I want to thank Kathy Ward for the wonderful job she's done in representing the city of San Clemente. It is a hostile environment, and it is tough. Pat, I want to thank you very much for your leadership in getting that La Pata extension done. That is a huge thing for San Clemente. Thank you very much to Senator Pat Bates. And Diane Harkey, that was here earlier, she had some great ideas about TCA. I sat there and watched them raise rates. You vote against those kind of things, and the vote is 25-1, and you still have to speak your mind, which Kathy and thank you very much for that. Solutions that have been great for San Clemente: La Pata, the Pico interchange, the freeway carpool lanes, and OCTA has been a wonderful partner in those because you've been receptive, you've listened to input from the elected officials in San Clemente and done a fabulous job on that. So thank you very much, OCTA. The Quiet Zone, the Beach Trail, and funding for Lyft for things around town. All great ideas. Thank you very much. And just one comment. If Los Angeles and Riverside are commuting to Orange County for all the jobs, then why aren't we building the toll road in that direction? Thank you.
Kate Mudge.
Hello, my name's Kate Mudge. I have two kids growing up in San Clemente, a 7-year-old daughter and 11-year-old son. They use our parks, schools, and open spaces every day. I am vehemently opposed to any toll road or managed lanes in South Orange County and specifically through San Clemente. I purchased my home in Talega 13 years ago. It was on the western edge of Talega, which means my backyard view is toward the ocean, looking at rolling hills and open spaces. I have observed wildlife in my yard from roadrunners to hawks, rabbits to snakes, deers and coyote. We are not the only living creatures using this open space. The new La Pata extension is literally my backyard view. You're welcome to come stand at my fence. I lived through the years of dirt, noise, and construction of that road. I can tell you it is underutilized at this time. However, it is a fine alternative to the 5 freeway for going to and from San Clemente and interior areas such as Rancho Mission Viejo, Ladera Ranch, and it is a quick way to connect to the existing terminus of the toll road at Oso Parkway via Antonio Parkway. Managed lanes are also an unnecessary and costly addition to the 5 freeway in South Orange County that will use eminent domain to destroy many businesses and buildings. Construction was recently completed on widening the freeway and the bridge at Pico, as well as extending the carpool lanes. This summer, I noticed a considerable drop in traffic jams compared to previous years that is continuing this fall, and I asked for a study now that the construction is completed. Then my daughter, who is 7 years old, commented to me, "Mom, the freeway's been under construction my entire life." I ask that you drop this unneeded, unwanted destruction of our open land, parks, school, and community. No toll road through South Orange County. Not now. Not ever. No means no. Thank you.
Zoila?
Good evening. The TCA has continued to spend our tax dollars through assessment fees from every house built and every new business in Orange County. I've been involved with attending the TCA board meeting since April of 2017. Every month that I can attend, I show up, I present the reasons why we disagree with the proposals that are being put out there. We're ignored, nobody pays attention. The board, with exception to Kathy Ward, votes in our favor for a reason. The TCA lost the green alignment to the Surfrider coalition, so the body of that make up that coalition, in 2016. The settlement proved that this route was destructive to the environment. In March of 2018, IBI completed their study. They proved that this road would not alleviate traffic, as the toll road continued, the TCA continues to say they're interested in providing mobility solutions. I stand here and I ask you to please listen to reason, not money. It will generate more traffic. This road will not bring solutions to South Orange County. It will create traffic and bottleneck at the county line, and it will destroy San Clemente. The TCA is a redundant agency to OCTA. We no longer need them in Orange County because they have not built a single thing since 1996. The TCA wants to keep studying things rather than admit that they are finished and should begin to pay off the bonds, making the roads free as their charter mandates. Why is this agency not being held accountable to the public? If mobility solutions were truly their goal, making the roads free would open up the 73 as well as the 241 and alleviate cars off the 5 freeway and the 91. The new concept of managed lanes is nothing but another scheme to make money for an agency that has no jurisdiction to do this. So I ask you to please listen to San Clemente residents. You have full opposition for this road, and we ask you to stop and pay off the debt and go out of business. Thank you.
Okay. Stacy Tran, followed by Bev Conrad, Linda Thomas, Pete Van Eyes, Michelle Schumacher.
Excuse me. Okay, so I'm Stacy Tran, and I'm a resident of San Clemente, and I just want us to all think back of why do we even live here? It's like a gem in Orange County. I used to live in Garden Grove, Cypress, Huntington Beach, Irvine, San Juan Capistrano, but 6 years ago, I was like, I want to live here. If there was a toll road here, or I knew there was construction of a toll road, do you think I would have moved here? Absolutely not. I own a house with my mom in Irvine, and at least the TCA was above board and showed this is where a toll road is going, and we have a house that is right up against the 261. But we bought that house knowing there's a toll road. How in the world, I mean, it's just unbelievable to even think. And when people told me that this, I thought it was a joke, to be honest with you. I thought there's no possible way that this, we're going to have a toll road through all these mandated open space areas that the city of San Clemente has spent decades trying to preserve. And then TCA is just going to walk in here and decide to build this huge toll road for what reason? For what reason at all? There's zero reason. Well, I mean, of course that's the reason, but I'm saying what reason to the for the residents? I mean, it's just horrible. And just, I really, really, we shouldn't even be having this conversation about toll road. Should just be done.
Thank you. Bev Conrad.
My name is Beverly Conrad. I've lived in San Clemente for 40 years. I was born in Santa Ana. Four generations of my family are from Orange County. I'm going to get booed, but go ahead and boo me. I worked for the toll road for 16 years. I'm loyal to them, and I've seen all the changes since when I remember coming down here when I was 12 years old. There was only a two-lane road, and it's going to happen, probably not in my lifetime, but like it took 30 years to complete the 55 from Santa Ana to Newport Beach, but they finally built the road, and that's improved a lot for traffic up there. So that's my view on the thing. So
thank you.
I want the toll road to finish what they started to do 30 how many years ago.
Come on.
Okay. I do.
Come on.
Okay.
People should have opinions. Linda Thomas. Come on.
My name is Linda Thomas, and I've been here for 25 years. And before that, grew up in Orange County. And it's really interesting why she came before me and said that, because probably the only reason that there should be a toll road is because San Onofre had two accidents, and I don't think any of these people knew about it. And we're going to have to get out of here as quick as possible. We're right.
Calm down. Right. Let her speak.
But you know what? Please. We need to take that money and take it right to San Onofre and put hot sales on top of those. I don't know if you guys know this. There is an accident that's happening right now. We have six, their surfers are sick, the air is polluted. We're now sending monitors out for every local to have. This, we know, is no nonsense. This will never happen. TCA, no way. We fought you too many times. San Onofre, we got a real issue, guys. And I know there's some city councilmen out there, surf riders, who know the answer and the solution. And if we don't do that by tomorrow... Oh, no, they got good solutions. But you know what's really fascinating to me? You're spending money just talking about this. And it should go to San Onofre to clean up what has already been started. So I just want to say, I'm scared as hell. And it's not because of TCA, because that'll never go through. Nah, never would. But San Onofre... We got a real problem on our hands, guys. I want to see you at the next meeting.
Pete Van Nuys.
Good evening, gentlemen. It takes real stones for some of you to show up tonight. I'm going to try to be positive. I know I have to ask a couple of questions that may prove useful. But to be honest with you, you need to know where I'm coming from. 10 years ago, I started a website called Abolish TCA. I did that because I watched the financial failure of the 73. And it occurred to me that tollways surrounded by a network of freeways was a stupid idea. So tonight I'd like to know... Well, TCA is a one-trick pony. You do toll roads. That's what you were created to do. Transportation corridors is the euphemism. You were intended to be a one-trick pony from the very beginning, at your inception. OCTA, on the other hand, is a multifaceted agency. They have a lot of arrows in their quiver, or tools in their toolbox, as the bureaucrats like to say. We can trust OCTA. They've put Measure M on the ballot twice. They've collected tax money, and they followed through on the projects they said they were going to do. As a one-trick pony, I think TCA has reached the end of its useful life. So here are my questions. What do you do that OCTA and Caltrans, working together, can't do better? Why do you think TCA deserves to live one more day?
Good evening. Thank you, Mr. Chesney and Mr. Spears and everyone who's come tonight, but especially you guys on the end. I just want to let you know that this room is not representative of the entire community who's lost sleep for over a year and 8 months now, wondering if their house value, how much it's been decreased, losing sleep, feeling sick, and worrying with stress. That's what's been going on here in San Clemente for the spaghetti map and the all these things that you guys don't even have authority to do that you were trying to put out there to confuse us all through this process of your 10 lobbyists and 35 people that you call a process that's cost millions. But let's just get down to brass tacks. This is a JPA agreement, okay, with the city of San Clemente as one of the members. The other cities were a party to this. No city would have signed up to be in this JPA agreement if they were going to come back and be destroyed 30 years after you couldn't get the only thing done that you had 30 years to do. So that is just wrong. It is wrong that you come here with that premise that you can destroy someone that you had an agreement to do one thing. It didn't get done. 85% done, call it a day. The other thing is the board meetings. We go every single month to as many as we can. This board is comprised of mostly northern cities in Orange County. We have taken a Sigler picture twice a day at commuting traffic times for over 1.8 years. It shows that there is traffic in mid-Orange County, North Orange County, there is traffic. South Orange County does not have the traffic problems that mid-Orange County and North Orange County has. But the directors, they don't know that at the TCA. They know their Fullerton area. They know their Anaheim area. They don't know that we don't have the traffic problems that they have, so they don't get it. I'm very concerned about the Joint Powers Authority Agreement. The development fees were supposed to be reviewed annually by the Board of Directors. They have been increased automatically year after year without board review or approval, despite not building anything for the Foothill Eastern for 20 years. Let's take a look at what that costs a resident. 11 years ago, we purchased our home, paid $5,173 in a development fee, over a 30-year mortgage, that's $16,000 to $20,000, depending on the interest rate that my family will pay for the Foothill Eastern Toll Road to that development fee. Clean up your act, abolish the TCA. We have Caltrans, we have OCTA, who is honest and gets the job done. We're tired of the consultants that you guys are hiring that run the TCA. We're tired of the harassment from them. You know, there's a firm that actually took the domain name No 241 extension that the TCA hired. They are getting paid like $1.8 million contracts. And it's just four lobbyists call the shots at the TCA. It was almost went bankrupt in 2008. I fear that that'll happen again soon. We already did the bailout. We don't want to do it anymore. Thanks.
Thank you. We have two more speakers, Laura Smith and Louise Herbert. Laura Smith, Louise Herbert. That's it.
Hi. Reading the PSR, I saw that The funding was expected to be provided through a combination of developmental impact fees, toll revenue bond fund, but in addition, potential federal, state, and local funding sources. So this study that you sent to the Caltrans, I believe, is a waste of taxpayer money because these extensions have already proven to be not needed by our IBI study and denied by government agencies such as the water boards. And Los Patronos was approved as a free arterial road by the water boards. As a free road, it does increase mobility, not as a toll road. I don't know why the TCA would be reimbursing RMB for construction if it is to remain a free road. It makes you wonder. And we found out that the TCA was going to be reimbursing because we've been going around telling people that other councils that the TCA hasn't built any roads in 20 years, and yet they came back and said, yes, we are reimbursing for Los Patronos. So also these routes have managed lanes on the 5 freeway, something I believe the TCA has not been authorized to do so as part of their JPA agreement. And let's not forget, as stated in the letter that OCTA wrote to Mr. Crayman, that they already have a $5.9 billion plan to improve all the major freeways and ease congestion. One project is the I-5 from the SR-73 to El Toro Road. It will have one additional general purpose lane from the 73 to Alicia, and one HOV lane from Alicia to El Toro. This will help to relieve traffic from the point where it backs up at Oso Parkway. And that's real mobility. Having the carpool lane continue to Avenida Pico has really opened up the flow of traffic in our town of San Clemente. Additional project when needed is to add one HOV lane from Pico to County Line, just like you were talking about earlier tonight. And we do not want TCA to change this lane into HOT lanes, and that's going to back up traffic just like it has at the 91 freeway. And we do not want the TCA to take away these lanes and have the same mess. So we would ask the TCA not to submit this report and just to stop it, all for their benefit, and to keep our mobility solutions going just for their profit, and to keep, like I said, our mobility solutions as they are. Thank you.
Louise Herbert.
Good evening, board, and to our fellow citizens of the town. My name's Louise Herbert. I've been a citizen of San Clemente for more than 35 years. During the last 30 years of my working time frame, I spent 10 of them on Metrolink and Amtrak. It is a very underused system, and part of the problem is encouraging people who do commute daily to get out of their cars and onto the trains. That's a social problem, and it needs to be taught to people how to use public transportation. Secondly, Mike Levin, who is a candidate running for the 49th District for Congress, was not able to be here, and I have been asked to read a statement for Mike Levin. It is opposing the toll road extension through South Orange County. My family and I are longtime residents of South Orange County, and I have been against the toll road extension since the idea was first announced. I have personally taken time to speak in front of the TCA board, where I expressed my opposition to the extension. As I told the TCA board, I do not believe that we need to mitigate traffic in this area, but I do not support any of the proposals that the toll road extension has proposed to this date. The extension would encroach on existing communities, schools, and on protected open space. I think it's really important that we come up with other creative solutions, particularly an expansion of public transit or perhaps arterial roads that can also help to alleviate traffic. I also want to make sure that we remain environmentally responsible and don't impose too much harm to our local neighbors. On the other hand, my opponent has been a vocal candidate advocate for the toll road extension since her time as mayor of Dana Point in 2007. We need a member of Congress who can find transportation solutions to reduce commute times and protect our environment, and not just rubber stamp a toll road through South Orange County. I look forward to working with the community leaders to address local transportation needs without causing unnecessary harm to our communities. Thank you.
Thank you all. That completes the cards we've received of people who wanted to speak. We have two or three things. We need the cards so we can respond to you too in writing. I think we have a system set up to deal with exactly that issue. We can take you into a side room, ask you, film your comments, make sure that they're available, and to make sure that the public sees them.
We also wanted to invite you out to the next council meeting. We're going to have an expanded first public comment section in the next council meeting, designed particularly for those who didn't have the opportunity to speak tonight, maybe thought of something later. Yeah. It's a similar procedure. So there'll be an opportunity given. We do ask that anybody who can, please provide those comments in the room next door. We also do have a little bit of some questions as well as some closing comments from the board here. So we'll do that. And then I think many members of this panel will stay after, so you can do some Q&A as well for
right.
those that are interested.
That's right on the money. There are two or three things. Mike, if you could help us. A lot of the issues that people raised, is this the right time to bring some of those questions up? Some of the questions on the environmental impacts, some of them on who owns property, how that works, and where that fits overall into what you're trying to do. Could you?
So in terms of, if I understand this correctly, in terms of environmental impacts, we have not even started the environmental impact report. This PSR PDS is actually the first step into initiating a formal CEQA NEPA process, a state and federal process. And so we anticipate starting the environmental document process in the first quarter of 2019. And so when we do that, there are probably a couple dozen studies, technical studies, that have to be done, which includes right-of-way impacts, air quality, noise, all the different technical studies that are mandated by state law. We have to do those. And Caltrans and Federal Highways are the jurisdictional agencies that review those. And so, again, we haven't even started those. Right now, we're going through a process of understanding what options are available to move forward. And once we move them into the formal environmental process, it's going to be probably a 3 to 5 year process to understand what those impacts are.
Wait. We'll have questions. No reason to yell. We all want to find out. When you're working on these projects, you're already in the process of identifying options. What are the chances that some options will be added or some options will be eliminated? In this process where we are now, before you enter the scoping process, what are those opportunities? And would that be done by the TCA board?
No, there will be no formal vote by the TCA board until we get to a preferred alternative, which is, again, 3 to 5 years down the line. What I will say, though, is there is an opportunity for other options to be introduced, specifically when we get into the alternative scoping process, which is in the beginning of the formal environmental process. So the alternatives that we have now, some may be eliminated, and there may be other ones that may be introduced. And so that's what allows us to look at other alternatives. And we don't decide this process. This is a prescriptive, regimented way that we are mandated to do by state law, as with any other transportation agency.
You made your issue clear. Thank you.
Let's back up a little bit. So you're throwing you guys. Okay. All right. So here's the thing. TCA came tonight. They spoke their piece. We spoke our piece, and we're grateful for that. It is important that each of you take time in this meeting to formally register your comments, not yelling here, because it's not going to be formally registered. Going in there, sitting on video, and stating your opinions so that the lawmakers in Sacramento, the TCA board, and everybody along this process can formally hear your voice. Yelling at these guys, frankly, isn't going to move the ball forward, although it feels super good. The way we move the ball forward is through is putting our name and putting our comments on the record, right? And in a methodical and sometimes emotional ways, to so that all of the board members, all of the staff can hear these complaints and it can be part of the record. It's all aggregated. It's all part of that. So I plead with you to stay and use the resources that we've set up tonight in that way. That's really what the ask is, if I could make that.
Yeah, can you when you're working with various projects and you try to decide what will go into your long-range transportation plan, what types of things will they have to be fund projects to get state and federal funds have to appear in that document? Will that move forward? Would something like the IBI study be influential in making that decision?
Right, in response to that, I'd say OCTA takes into account all the relevant studies. So the work that TCA has done with Caltrans, as well as the IBI study that's been done by the city, as well as the work that OCTA does independently, those all basically go into the decision-making process, and that's how we come to it. But I say the most important thing is also as part of that is taking basically account of where the community and the stakeholders are with respect to the project. And we are very sensitive to that because we don't want to include projects that eventually will not move forward because that I think it does not help our broader plan in general.
Thank you. Mike, can you help us wrap up? Give us 3 minutes of summary of where you think the TCAs are. Yeah.
Thank you, Stan. I'd like to make one point very clear, and that's that no decision has been made on how we'll move forward. There are options on the table, one of which is actually to do nothing. And TCA is a sponsoring agency for this project, and it's similar to other sponsoring agencies on other major transportation projects. And we're mandated by law to look at a variety of alternatives. And so this is no different to our previous environmental document that we did in 2005 when we had to look at a variety of alternatives, including lanes on I-5. So this time, what we chose to do was bring it out up front and gather ideas up front from the public. And so we try to do this in a public and open process. The position of TCA is not to decide on an outcome prior to environmental reviews being conducted. And so each option to date has been evaluated on a very preliminary level, and 9 ideas, including the no build, will be submitted for further study. This process will thoroughly analyze a myriad of data, traffic, congestion, environmental impacts, cost, feasibility, and I will say your comments. As Kia noted, the community's concerns are something that we need to hear, and so this is important. Now, I do want to be clear about one thing also. There will be future freeway and highway improvements in our region, if not by us, then by other transportation agencies. Sometimes in the future, it could be 5, it could be 20 years, there will be expansion. Okay, where, how, and when it's done, I just don't know. But the question is, would property owners and local residents prefer a locally decided model or one whereby decisions are made for us? So in closing, again, I'd like to thank the city for inviting us and emphasize our intention as an agency to engage public, receive feedback, and determine the best, most affordable, and effective means to move forward. And we do look forward to your feedback and your comments. So thank you.
Thank you, Mike. Kia, can you tell us a little bit of a summary from the OCTA perspective?
I have a couple of slides, but maybe if you don't, in the interest of time, I can just do them verbally. I would say in general that OCTA has a comprehensive plan to address congestion across the county. In particular, in the South County area, we've recently completed some of the projects that I mentioned, the 74 interchange, as well as the extension of the carpool lanes. But we also have another project coming up. It's starting in 2019. I know construction is not going to be pleasant, but I think it's something that, you know, will address congestion. And that is widening of the five from Avery north all the way down to the El Toro interchange, including an upgrading to the El Toro interchange. So those are some of the examples of projects that are on the drawing boards and will happen. In addition, we're working with local agencies to help them improve the streets. We're trying to kind of have some balance. So not everything that can be done or will be done on the freeway. So some of the facilities that you've seen, like the La Pata extension, as well as Cal Camp Road, as well as some of the other improvements in Mission Viejo and Laguna Niguel, those are all going to be also funded and moving forward. In addition, we're doing a lot with signal synchronization. We're helping traffic work move more freely so that there's less stop and go and hopefully more go. And that's been very successful. It's very cost effective, and we get a lot of bang for the buck on that one. We also provide funding to the streets, to local agencies to help take care of the streets that they're building. Also on the transit side, CTA is trying a couple of different things in South County. You know, you've seen that we've funded shuttles, community shuttles that are kind of going around this during the summer to help people, give an option to people other than driving. They drive to remote parking and then you take the shuttle around. It just helps take the edge off. In addition, we're trying a new thing. It's a demonstration project that started, this week. In the Aliso Viejo, Mission Viejo, and parts of Laguna Niguel. It's not the entire city, but it's a demand-responsive shuttle. It does not follow a particular path, but it's a small van, and you call it on your app, and it's $4.50 or $5 for as many trips as you can take during the day. But it's another way of trying to find a transit solution that works in low demand areas or areas where the density is not there for a big bus to work. So we're hoping that that will be successful. It's a one-year pilot, and once it's successful, we know that if it works, hopefully we can expand that to bigger areas and provide other solutions. So that kind of gives you around is like how our approach is we're trying to look at everything. We look at how we can make the streets work better, the freeways work better, transit work better, and at the same time also make sure that we're taking care of the environment. Thank you.
Mr. Mayor?
So first of all, I'd like to thank everyone who came and participated tonight and attended and watched from home. City of San Clemente appreciates your engagement, your passion, your enthusiasm for this. Frankly, it makes it all a little bit easier for us to continue in the fight together. I'd also like to especially thank Kathy for allowing me the opportunity to sit in her stead up here. Like I'd reiterated before, she's done incredible work on the TCA board. I'm grateful for her efforts and for really being the impetus behind this meeting tonight. And we really wouldn't be where we are without her. I think it's important to reiterate one thing, and that is that not a single public study has shown the need for north-south toll roads or managed lanes in South Orange County. In fact, all studies that have been released show the opposite. We believe that we don't need to spend billions on toll roads that will not actually fix our regional traffic problems. I would encourage those of you who are watching from home, if you could do a favor. I know we've got a little camera system set up here, but we all have these wonderful things called smartphones. This is incredible technology. And you can video yourself making a comment about the toll road, sharing your opinion on where we are, what we stand, what the developments are next, and you can email that to the same email address which is going to come up right now. Let's see how good our... Boom, just like that. It's almost like I planned it. You can email that video to that email address, and that counts. That's a good thing to happen. And so for those who may be watching from home, those of you who have friends are, please get that information submitted. The more, the merrier, literally. Because these comments will help provide a record that we can use to support community opposition to these toll roads. I encourage everyone to send in the comments. And the only way to really help change things is for us to be united in voice and to be really strong on this item. I'm grateful to the other members of council who have shown that strength. I'm grateful to our community leaders, the city leaders. And most importantly, I'm grateful to residents, which have spoken up on this matter, shown up tonight, and be unanimous, almost unanimous, in their opposition to this toll road. I believe it is in some ways an existential threat to our community, and I think it should be opposed, and I'm grateful for others who came tonight. Thank you again.
Thank you. Thank you. Good night. I think it's about the seventh inning, so we'll see.
And thanks to Stan for doing a great moderator work. Got you.